WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, Jackson Reed here, and welcome back to another episode of the Motivation Spark. You know, life throws a lot at us, right? Deadlines, relationships, that ever-growing laundry pile. It can feel like we're running on a hamster wheel sometimes. But what if I told you that taking time for yourself, prioritizing self-care, isn't just about bubble baths and face masks. It's actually the secret weapon to unlocking your full potential, achieving your goals, and living a happier, more fulfilling life. So buckle up, because today we're diving deep into the world of self-care and why it's absolutely essential for success. Ever felt like you're constantly running on empty? Like you're pushing through the day with gritted teeth and caffeine fumes? You know that feeling when your mind is racing, stress is through the roof, and everything feels overwhelming? Well, guess what? That's a major red flag. Your body and mind are screaming for some TLC. Self-care isn't about being selfish. It's about refueling your inner engine so you can perform at your best. Think of it like this. You wouldn't put fuel in a car without checking the oil, right? Same goes for ourselves. We need to nourish our bodies and minds regularly to keep them running smoothly. So let's break down 5 key takeaways that will help you understand the power of self-care. 1. Self-care is a superpower, not a luxury. It's about making conscious choices to prioritize your well-being. Think of it like investing in yourself, and trust me, it pays off big time. When you take care of your physical, mental, and emotional health, you become more resilient, focused, and capable of tackling challenges head-on. 2. It's not all bubble baths and yoga retreats. While those are amazing, self-care comes in all shapes and sizes. It's about finding activities that recharge you. Maybe it's taking a walk in nature, listening to your favorite music, spending time with loved ones, or simply carving out some quiet time for reflection. The key is to choose things that bring you joy, reduce stress, and leave you feeling refreshed. 3. Boundaries are your best friend. Learn to say no to commitments that drain your energy and don't align with your goals. It's okay to protect your time and prioritize your well-being. Remember, you can't pour from an empty cup. Setting boundaries helps you create space for the things that truly matter. 4. Be kind to yourself. This is huge. We often put so much pressure on ourselves, striving for perfection and beating ourselves up when we fall short. But here's the truth. Making mistakes is part of the human experience. Treat yourself with compassion, acknowledge your accomplishments, and remember that progress over perfection is always the way to go. 5. Self-care is a continuous journey, not a destination. It's about making small, sustainable changes that add up over time. Don't get discouraged if you have days where you feel off track. Just keep showing up for yourself, practicing self-compassion, and remember that even the smallest acts of self-care can make a world of difference. Let me tell you a story about Sarah, a brilliant marketing manager who was always on the go, juggling multiple projects and deadlines. She felt constantly overwhelmed, her sleep was suffering, and her energy levels were plummeting. One day, Sarah realized she needed to make a change. So she started incorporating small acts of self-care into her routine, taking short walks during her lunch break, practicing mindfulness for 5 minutes each morning, and saying no to extra commitments that didn't align with her priorities. The result? Sarah's stress levels decreased, her focus improved, and she felt more energized and engaged in her work. She even started sleeping better and had more time for the things she enjoyed. Remember, taking care of yourself isn't a luxury. It's an investment in your happiness, success, and overall well-being. By prioritizing self-care, you empower yourself to navigate life's challenges with resilience, grace, and a whole lot of energy. So today, I challenge you to make one small act of self-care a priority. Take that walk, listen to that music, or simply sit in silence for a few minutes. You deserve it. Remember, every little bit counts. Keep spreading the spark, friends. Until next time, stay motivated and keep shining.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.